Time for news from BlackAmericaWeb.com, brought to you by BlueApron.com, Siv. I'm into BlueApron.com.
It's the truth.
Brought to you by BlueApron.com. Check out this week's menu. Get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to BlueApron.com/joiner.
Joiner.
That's BlueApron.com/joiner. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
Now, Chicago police have arrested four people over a disturbing torture video broadcast on Facebook Live. The 30-minute video shows a group of African-American suspects kicking, punching, and cutting a white man.
Powered by News One.
This is one of the worst ever, ever. But thank God social media letting us know what's going on. Good morning. It is a Thursday. Sherry Shepherd Thursday, January 5th, 2017. Happy birthday to Dwight Richard. Chicago police detectives are questioning four African-Americans suspected of torturing a white, mentally disturbed man and recording the attack, while someone was yelling in the background, F Trump and F white people. The executive officer of the Harrison District in Chicago said officers on patrol on Tuesday encountered the man. They clearly saw that the individual was in distress and that he was in crisis, and they were trying to do something about it. The 18-year-old victim, a man believed to have been held hostage and tortured in an apartment on the city's west side. Several videos of the incident posted on Facebook, and one of them on a woman's Facebook page, a man threatens the victim with a knife. Someone tells the victim, kiss the floor, B, and nobody can help you anymore. At one point, someone tells the man, say I love black people. Around 5:30, officers were called to a battery in progress about a half block away from where the victim was picked up. And at the scene, they discovered signs of a struggle and damage to property and able to link the evidence with the disoriented white male that they found on the scene. And now they have arrested these four people and determining what charges against them. Meanwhile, another video that has gone viral showing a North Carolina police officer picking up a young black female student and slamming her to the floor. According to WRAL News, the girl is identified as Jasmine Darwin, said she was trying to break up a fight between her sister and another student when the officer came from behind and slammed her to the ground. And the fight occurred Tuesday morning around 7 o'clock in the cafeteria at the Roseville High School. Her mother says that she is trying to figure out what was going on, and the school called and told her about her other daughter who was in the fight, but they said nothing about Jasmine, who was picked up by the police trying to stop the fight that her sister was involved in. The police officer identified in the video has been a resource officer at the Roseville High School for 4 years. He's been placed on paid administrative leave as the Bureau of Investigation reviews the incident, and they've asked for public patience while this incident is being investigated. And the police have confirmed that there is body cam footage of that attack. They have not obtained exactly what that, they have not revealed what that footage shows. Here's another strange case. Jesse Jackson Jr., the former congressman, and his wife Sandy Jackson are getting a divorce, right? So each of them are going to separate cities to file their divorce papers. Lawyers for Jesse Jackson Jr. yesterday in Chicago said that they'll fight to keep his divorce case in Illinois, arguing that Sandy Jackson committed acts in the state that gave rise to their divorce action. Not saying what these acts are at this point, but the accusations appear to set the stage for what may become one of the most interesting divorce proceedings, because the former congresswoman, congressman, and the older woman are embroiled in the dual state divorce.
I don't understand how you can do that.
She filed in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday.
Okay.
He filed in Chicago, Illinois at the Daily Center on Wednesday. And he's saying that he's filing in Illinois because some acts that she participated in led to their divorce, and that's why he's filing in the state.
And he won't say what the acts are.
Well, they haven't said, his attorney has not said what this is. But I'm assuming that the acts are going to come out during the process.
I wonder if somebody else knows about the acts.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like other folks involved in the act.
And there may be some periscoping involved.
That's the way you do it, girl. Periscope everything.
Those are your headlines.
16 before the hour. This is the TJMS.